I want to just read a brief gospel passage and then just spend a few moments talking to you about our gathering time today. I'm reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. It's called the passage is often called the widow's mite. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, as you know, today is Commitment Sunday. We've talked about it for the past month, and you've got emails about it, and you've heard us talk about it time and time again, and you heard Doug talk about it just a few minutes ago. And just a little bit, we will come forward. Those who are so led will come forward and bring their commitment cards, their time and talent brochures, or whatever we're calling those trifles, and place them on the altar, which is just all across the front there. And this will be a sign act signifying our commitment to the ministries of Christ through a community called Pleasant Grove. That's what we're doing. Individually, we are saying, at this point in my faith journey, this is where I'm going to live out my faith commitment. This is where God is going to use me to transform the world into a better place, to reveal the kingdom of God. This is big, folks. This is a very big day here at Pleasant Grove. In essence, we are saying that here is my stake in the ministry. Use these gifts to complete the ministries to which I have been called. Most of you know that I find Franciscan priest and contemplative father Richard Rohr to be very inspiring. In one of his writings entitled Everything Belongs, Father Rohr writes these mind-blowing words. He says, "The spiritual world is hidden and perfectly revealed in the physical world. That's why Jesus is so important. He makes visible the hiding place of God." What an incredible statement. Jesus makes visible the hiding place of God. And of course, if you follow out the logic and you embrace the idea that we, the church, are the body of Christ and that we are called to make Jesus' presence tangible in this world, then maybe Rohr's words are descriptive of our task. We, you and I, make visible the hiding place of God. Many years ago, Paul Nixon wrote a book entitled Fling Open the Doors, Giving the Church Away to the Community. And I'll never forget the words he wrote at the outset of that book. He says, "For the church to make a difference, a real difference in the life of a community, it must truly believe that it has something to offer that the world cannot live without." It's amazing. For the church to make a real difference in the life of a community, it must truly believe that it has something to offer that the world cannot live without. I love that. But there's more. Let me read the sentence that precedes that quote. "The church must have a sense of purpose and good news that comes from God, enabling it to lead constructively in the renewal of people's lives. The church must truly believe that it has something to offer that the world cannot live without." We have a mission, you and I. We have a mission, and it's so very simple. Our mission is to be who we are. That's it. We're called to be who we are. How hard could that be? Incredibly hard. Incredibly hard. It's incredibly hard to be yourself, isn't it? Sure it is. Because most of our lives, we spend time being who everybody else wants us to be. Continuously, we are bombarded by the message that we are somehow incomplete. That we are not who we need to be. That we need to change. That we need to be better. Be younger. Better looking. Wealthier. Have better stuff. And the message is that that this office begins to sink into us, and so we struggle to change who we are. We buy the right products, we wear the right clothing, we visit the right places, we socialize with the right people, and then many of us just find that it works for a while to do that. But then one day we stop and we sit with ourselves, and suddenly many of us realize that all the pieces don't quite fit together. We just don't have peace in our souls that we need and want so desperately. In essence, we can't find ourselves. Have you ever heard someone offer in good faith the simple words of encouragement? Just be yourself. That's what mission is all about. It's about finding who you are and then being true to yourself. We are the body of Christ. And that gives us a sense of purpose and good news that comes from God, enabling us to lead constructively in the renewal of people's lives. The church must truly believe, we must truly believe, that we have something to offer the world that it cannot live without. Extending the community known as the kingdom of God is what drives us. We don't have all the answers in this place. If you want answers, I'm sure there are plenty of churches out there that will give you answers. Here we have questions. Here we struggle together to figure out what life is all about at some very basic and fundamental level, and then we struggle together. To use Nixon's image, our vision and our goal is to fling open the doors of this place and give our community away. And I hope you're going to join us in that process today as you make a commitment of your time and your talents and your gifts to the ministry of Christ in this place, as you come forward with your brothers and sisters up to the altar with these cards. Bishop Schnazy argues that a church that is an effective expression of the body of Christ in the world is characterized by extravagant generosity. In other words, in an attempt to respond to the grace of God for the gift of our lives, the follower of Christ lives out thanksgiving through a life of generosity. Disciples give themselves away. And through such an act, they find life. It's kind of counterintuitive. Giving it away, you find life. Friends, extravagant generosity springs forth from a wellspring of hope that maintains the belief that the sacred that grounds our lives as human beings calls all of us into a community in which we share of our abundance. It fosters a generous spirit within us that permeates our life. It's a sharing of one's resources, not out of guilt or duress or spiritual extortion, but out of our heart, but out of a heart filled with grace that knows that life is relational and finds its source in God. For me, the joy of being at Pleasant Grove now for 22 years is gathered up in the words of the prophet Isaiah. Words that have been lived out here, in my time here, time and time again. Words that we are living into again today. And these are the words. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I want to close with these words. Think about this. We, you and I, make visible the hiding place of God. We are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.